A couple quick things, and I won't be able to devote a lot of time, but Obama has put forth, a nominee. Obama has put forth a nominee. Now, I have a different take on this process. I have a different take on this process that is definitely different. Definitely different than my fellow radio show hosts or Beltway pundits. This Judge Garland, he was or is a D.C. Circuit judge. Now, again, we've had this conversation about the Supreme Court nominee and what the Republicans should do, and we'll address more of this tomorrow because we don't have the time to really get into it again. Now we actually have a nominee. Instead of speculating, we actually can talk about someone. But I stand by what I said weeks ago when Scalia died. Republicans need to go through the process with this nominee. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Go through the process. Listen, ultimately, Republicans can filibuster. Ultimately, Republicans can reject. They have the majority. They have all the cards. They have all the cards. They have all the cards. Go through the process. Go through the process. Why give Democrats? Why give them? Listen, if you're trying to put up this tough guy front to your constituents, it's too late. It's absolutely too late. Okay? It's absolutely too late. Your constituents, the base, knows you are spineless. The base knows you are weak. For 7 years, you have given Barack Hussein Obama everything he has ever wanted. To now, 9 months, think about it. Now, with 9 months left, to say, we refuse, we put our feet, no, is completely disingenuous. And it gives Democrats ammunition to play the obstruction card. It gives Democrats one last gasp to say, Republicans are blocking the president's nomination, and not just filibustering, not just voting against, but actually not doing their constitutional duty because he's black and they're racist. Why give them that last piece of ammunition? Why give them the last bullet? You haven't fought the president for 7 years. Why now? Why now? Why at this moment are you going to fight? And fight in such a way that gives people from the left and the right an opportunity to at least say, yes, Obama filibustered but he filibustered the vote. At least came to the floor. Alito was at least nominated. The process moved forward. You guys aren't giving the process a chance. You know, the Republican establishment are so worried that Trump sends this message to people. I don't know what people, because the people are voting for Trump, but these imaginary people that want Republicans to be pro-amnesty and, I don't even know. I don't even know what my party represents anymore. I don't know what they're doing. I know nothing. It's like I know nothing. They are so worried about Donald Trump painting them as racists and homophobes and xenophobes and fatphobes and whatever phobes there are. But yet, they're going to stomp their feet and light their hair on fire because Obama has put forth a name for the Supreme Court. This is what they're going to make their, last stand on. This won't make them look bad. No. Trump, he will make them look bad. This won't. It's ludicrous. The Trump situation is something the voters are voting for. The Trump situation is the will of the people. It's the will of the people. And they're upset at those people. They're condemning those people. Isn't that amazing? They're condemning those people. And they are fighting. They are fighting the people. Ludicrous. Instead of embracing what their voters want, instead of embracing what their voters are coming out in droves for, and in their exit polls, they're not saying, oh, yeah, Supreme Court nominee, Supreme Court nominee, Supreme. They're not. So the establishment is fighting tooth and nail Donald Trump. They are willing to blow their party up because they don't want Donald Trump to represent them. But yet, they are making this stand to say, you know what, Mr. President? You know what, Democrats? You know what, American people? We're not even going to have a hearing. We're going to do what President Obama did. No, you're not. Obama filibustered. They had hearings. They had votes. And ultimately, Alito got confirmed. But you're not doing what Obama did. If you wanted to do what Obama did, have the hearings. You have the votes, you morons. You have the votes. What, are you scared that when the time to vote happens, a whole bunch of Republicans are all of a sudden going to vote yes to confirm? You have the votes. You have the votes. Plain and simple. Democrats don't have the votes. They don't even have the votes to do a nuclear option to get a simple majority. They don't have the votes. End of story. Go through the process. Go through the process. It's amazing. Republicans are so worried about this image of people hating them and look at Trump. We can't have Trump. He's better. And they're going to do this. They're going to do this. They're going to do this with this Supreme Court nominee. Imagine. Imagine the brain power or lack of to have this fight. To have this fight. And they're trying to not look like a hateful group. We don't want Trump. He's going to make us look bad. But we're going to light our hair on fire because the president put this nominee. We're not going to have hearings. We're telling him nothing. F you. F you. F you. See, now, if the Republicans were really smart, if my leadership, if the leaders of my party were really smart, they would have said, you know what? Because we are the better party, because our leadership is the better leadership, we're not going to do what President Obama did. We're not going to do what Vice President Joe Biden did. We're not going to do what Chuck Schumer did. We're actually going to have hearings. We're actually going to have meetings with this Supreme Court. Now, we are actually going to let the process play out. And once the process plays out, we will make an informed, rational, and educated judgment. An informed opinion. We will do everything that this president didn't do with Samuel Alito, what this president has not done as far as leading this country. We are going to do everything that the Democrats should have done and should be doing. We are the better party. We are going to lead. And then you have the hearings. You have this guy, Garland, this judge, meet with every member of the Senate. You have him meet with Congress. You have him meet with everybody. You go through the process. You do it transparent. You do it fair. And when it comes time to vote, you strategically, maybe I'm not supposed to say this, they conservative talk show host, you're not supposed to say this. But then you strategically vote no. You vote no. You strategically vote no. McConnell, McCain, Graham, Cruz, everybody get in the room and go, okay, we don't want to make it look over the top. We don't want to make it look over the top like we just went through the motions, like this was all a big show. So you vote yes, you vote no, I'll vote yes, you vote no. That way it's close. It's close. And then you go out there and you have the vote. And it's close. And that's it. Over. Finished. Now you're the bigger man. You're the bigger man. Now there's no, you're racist. You all want to block the president because he's black. No. You're the better party. You didn't filibust. You didn't do any dirty tricks. You had hearings. You had meetings. You put on the show. It was on C-SPAN. Everybody watched. The senators asked tough questions. And when it came time to vote, he didn't get the required votes. End of story. Finished. Done. Over. Simple. Simple. But no, that's not how it's going to go. Republicans, or I should say the leadership, would rather fight Donald Trump and in turn fight the millions and millions and millions and millions of people that are showing up to vote for him, millions and millions of people that are switching party affiliation. They would rather fight them. They would rather fight them and create this divide, this political suicide. They would rather do that. They would rather do that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what's going to become of this party. I have to laugh. I have to. It's a hell of a time to cross over. You know. Remember, for those of you who are new to the show, I was a lifelong Democrat. I was a lifelong Democrat. I'm actually working on a book, a collection of stories, collection of short stories, about 40. And I'm working on the title of that book, and it's something of the wording, my liberal addiction and my conservative recovery. It's something in those words, something like that. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm still finishing the cover and putting it together. But man, what a time! What a time to cross over. What a time to switch from a Democrat to a Republican. I have made that switch when the Republican Party is possibly on the verge of becoming no more. That is the way they are running this political party. I hate to say party two, three times in a word here, in a sentence. but that's how they are running it into the ground. They are running it into the ground. Everything they are doing. They are fighting the wrong fights. They are embracing the wrong people. They are in one aspect saying we don't want to look like racists and bigots and xenophobes, so we have to reject the person that the people want, but we will fight the president on this issue where people are saying we are racist and we are bigoted and we hate black people. And all we have to do is just go through the motions and vote no. And they won't be able to say we are those things. And we could actually have the position of, we're better than you because we're doing what you should have done. when Trump says our leaders are stupid people, and you have individuals from the left and the right going, how could someone talk? How can they say that? How? Well, he's right. Should he say our leadership they are uninformed, they are undereducated? Like, what should he say? How else can they be described other than stupid? And that's what the leadership in my party, that's what they are, stupid.